Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, February 28th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be talking about outing hidden power, addressing power's use of hidden weaponry, and continuing our thinking through what an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense, holistic self-defense practice for forming ourselves into a people. And that our model must begin with the right story, and it must let the body speak, address all the weapons. I'm sorry. I am not centered yet. Let me just own that. So let's start over. Our themes today: outing hidden power, addressing power's use of hidden weaponry, continuing our thinking through of what an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice for forming ourselves into a people, forming ourselves as fully developing individualities into a people that believes in our right to happiness. And that model must do a lot of things. It must start with the right story. That's critical. Start with the right story, let the body speak, address all the weapons and tactics stacked against it, teach the concepts and practices, freedom or forgiveness through mourning, integrating the trauma of class into our personalities, and being the emphatic partner, as well as our fury at being misled, unifies us. Then, seeing reality, that only by our being the emphatic partner can we end power's cycle of repetition, and also seeing that love rules our need to be strategic, as well as the principle of utility we apply in our work. Love rules all. And what more can we do to ensure that love rules all? Sisters and brothers, how do we build numbers in the face of a power response that's hidden and therefore invisible? I asked this question essentially during our September 27, 2015 show. We said that it's very difficult to grapple with something that hides itself, and that was why we are focusing so much on the notion of outing hidden power. And it explains why they love EMF weapons so much. They're a perfect complement to their overall tactic. And to beat up on folk, we said, when they have no means of fighting back, have no means of seeing the weaponry that you're using, is beyond cowardly. But in retrospect, after Alice, to call it cowardly feels dismissive of her work, and so I think we'd rather use her insight and say that they are stuck in their repetition compulsion. If you are in a high-risk group for getting targeted with EMF weapons, and by the way, I was reading recently that 60% of all people in the U.S. had personal financial health or both data stolen electronically in 2015. If you put those two things together, you get a cash cow for the healthcare industry, which these power guys have invested in heavily. Just FYI. FYI for sure. And this high-risk group includes anyone who advocates and fill in the blank with any of what follows: global resistance to global power. Staying clear that the primary problem holding back our freedom is hidden power and its installation of a global class system, not capitalism. Reconceiving our allegiance by reconnecting with authentic power, the ancestors, the earth, and each other, our brothers and sisters. Anti-pedagogy, letting children be powerful. Overcoming atomization by meeting publicly and regularly to develop the people's own independent media for carrying on discussions that return to our awareness suppressed ancestors who help us define freedom and understand the story of class. And the decentralized, non-hierarchical global social arrangement that is our future freedom. Organizing a multiplicity of forums to discuss the people's right to happiness here in the U.S. The absolutely essential need for us to achieve our freedom, to organize regular, ongoing, global general strikes. Mutual aid, love, and good fellowship as a political strategy for overcoming false divisions and achieving global unity. Basing our future on fully developing individualities and in the independence of all possible associations formed for definite ends. These are the words of Kropotkin. Embracing in their federations the whole of society. Also at risk, older folks, especially in nursing homes, unless I suppose they're wiping out the family's income by being there. You gotta, you know, sort of balance priorities if you've got a lot of misanthropy to juggle. Those without means or living on the street or in a category that clashes with power's vision of the republic, low income, which includes low income folks, loving black folks, anyone who truly loves, cherishes, and respects children, particularly if they work with them. Because they are very much so believers in claiming the future. That means our children. But there's another high-risk group we must not overlook. The parents of the children indoctrinated to believe in the necessary rule, quote-unquote, of philosopher kings, trained to become Plato's tribesmen, imbued with a fantastical mission to force all the people on the planet to accept narrow roles and concepts in order to realize that fantastic notion of the republic, and to accept early deaths when deemed redundant. Children that the global state statesmen have trained via their intermediaries as functionaries, troops, to obey as reliably as the simplest machine, no matter this does violence to their full possibilities as living things. Once this parental role is done, the parents are no longer needed, and this is speaking generally, and become superfluous, or worse yet, they could experience soul growth and become a critical influence for their children, compromising years of power investment in the creation of these human assets for them, for power. And so then, worse still, turn into liabilities, as their knowledge of the mission, if spoken about openly, could put at risk this mission. And if they caused their children to flip, waste them as power operatives. If you are in any of these high-risk categories or know someone who is, and you begin to notice that their face is swollen, you may want to tell them this. And what follows reflects the effects of the current wave assault I'm experiencing that results in a lot of very difficult to clear mucus, but please also revisit the March 15th show. I've posted the most relevant excerpt to the audio file pages. where we first addressed the evolution of the symptoms of an EMF assault, which may also reflect a variety of EMF weapons, wave weapons. And that evolution begins with that all body pain. At times I felt I could barely walk. And that provided a lot of diversion for a couple years or so. And then the nausea, ear ringing, joint pain, a sense of pressure in my head and chest, head pain, occasional itchiness and skin rashes, eruptions and burning, culminating in my present project of clearing mucus.